This is AgriView 2018. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, and I'll be joined a few minutes from now by my colleague Orion Samuelson as he visits with the nation's agriculture secretary. Yeah, for United States agriculture, 2018 was one of those years, one that many farmers would say they'd hope to never see again. Farm income was pinched once more for yet another year, and with projections that this could go on into 2019. And the trade war put a major roadblock in the way of U.S. exports to one of the biggest overseas customers many U.S. farmers have. From soybeans grown in Illinois, to tobacco produced in North Carolina, to pork raised in Iowa, the disruption of trade, in essence an embargo, was a bitter pill to swallow. The president promised farmers that the end would justify these brutal means, and that the federal government would offer some payments, especially to producers of soybeans, to compensate for the markets lost. But many of us who watched this play out and have seen the effect of past trade sanctions back in the 70s and 80s pondered the irreparable damage that may have been done through a loss of market share to our growers and a gift, maybe not just for this year, but perhaps for years to come, of the share of market gained by our competitors. And for the dairy industry, it was yet another desperate year. Hundreds of family dairy farms in places such as Wisconsin and New York could no longer tolerate the economic hemorrhaging. It was time to stop it, to stop producing milk for much less than the market would give them. They made the very difficult decision to exit the milk business. And some dairy producers who were holding on found niche markets for their milk, making cheese or bottling it on the farm or producing for the organic demand. There were two natural disasters. Now, while some grain growers achieved record yields in their fields in the heart of America, yields that helped offset below break-even prices, other fields were obliterated by natural disasters. Hurricanes Florence and Michael washed away the hopes of farmers in the Southeast, from the coast of the Carolinas to the Sunshine State of Florida. And this was a year of a new farm bill, to replace the one crafted in much better times back in 2014. Some people have shared that the worst of all times to write a farm bill is when things are going well and looking rosy. Well, that certainly was not the case this year. And against a backdrop of an ag industry that has been hurting, Congress finally, despite skirmishes over the nutrition program and immigration reform, managed to pass a farm bill, send it to the White House, and the president signed it just before the end of the year. Coming up, the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, will talk with my colleague Orion Samuelson from the USDA at 14th and Independence in Washington on AgriView 2018.